We've selected six letters this week from the busy evening newsletters pages. The first two letters are linked to two of the stories we've just heard. After Plymouth Argyle beat Norwich City on Saturday, Ken Ewing of Boardswell observed that Norwich City's decision to sell player Ballymumba to Plymouth was another bad decision. He says, "Who at Norwich City Football Club thought it was a good idea to sell Ballymumba, last year's Division 1 Player of the Year, for £1 million? The Plymouth manager Stephen Schumacher was quoted as saying the deal was a no-brainer. After Saturday's result, it appears to be another bad decision by Mr. Webber and colleagues, and Mr. Schumacher was spot on."
Barbara Searle of Bethel Street in Norwich is very concerned at the proposed changes to the Princes Street United Reformed Church building. "Whilst change in a city centre is indeed inevitable, and old buildings can successfully find a new use and purpose," Evening News, September the 22nd, "the application to turn Princes Street URC into a live music venue, basically a nightclub, is concerning. This beautiful building, opened in 1819 and remodelled by Edward Boardman in the 1860s, also houses a historic church organ, one of only four Father Willis organs in Norfolk, and which, having been well maintained until the closure of the church in 2020, is probably the best. The planning application includes permission to remove the organ, but gives no details of what is to happen to it. The building has a wonderful acoustic and over the years has seen many performances of chamber music and small-scale choral concerts. A future which continues this use would surely be of more benefit to the city than yet another nightclub."
There's been a stream of letters to the Evening News following environmental challenges to the A47 road schemes by Dr. Andrew Boswell. Lisa Hopkinson from Lorax Environmental is shocked at the attacks that have been made on Dr. Boswell. She says, "I'm shocked at the personal attack on Dr. Andrew Boswell by Broadland MP Jerome Mayhew and County Hall leader Kay Mason Billig for his legal challenges to A47 road schemes. The challenges, largely to prevent the significant climate impacts of these schemes, are clearly putting the long-term interests of current and future generations of Norfolk first. To accuse Dr. Boswell of playing games is appalling and reflects short-sighted thinking from politicians who should be deeply worried about the impact of climate change in a low-lying and vulnerable county. The costs of inaction on climate change are widely accepted to be much more than the costs of prevention. Dr. Boswell has also suggested sensible but much less costly ways to improve road safety. The irony is that based on evidence I presented to the Parliamentary Select Committee earlier this year, if these roads are built, they will generate much more traffic and development that will wipe out any supposed benefits from the new roads. If local politicians want to act in the interests of the people of Norfolk, they should consider asking the government to use the £200 million allocated for just one of the new roads to improve public transport instead. This will provide many more people with better travel choices and reap numerous dividends for communities and the local economy."
However, Margaret Briggs of Western Longville takes the opposite position. The MP Jerome Mayhew and the County Council leader have been criticised for making comments regarding Dr. Andrew Boswell, which I believe reflect the opinion of many. "I say this because both Mr. Mayhew and Norfolk County Council representatives have visited Western Longville more than once to listen to concerns and see for themselves the volume of traffic and ensuing chaos which happens more or less daily. With growth must come decent infrastructure for all traffic, including public transport. The village I live in is no longer a safe place to move around in. The vile abuse from some drivers is disgusting, and although the Western Link would take some time to build, if approved, at least the residents of Western Longville would know change was coming."
Michael Johnson from Sandy Lane in Thurlton wrote in to defend cyclists using flashing lights. "Frank Pace rightly criticises incompetent cyclists for putting their lives and others at risk by idiotic manoeuvres on city streets, and also those who ride without lights or with dark clothing. He then wrongly criticises those who use silly flashing lights. Surely any extra attachment to attract the motorist's attention to a vulnerable road user is to be applauded, not denigrated. No excuse for the smidsies then, that is, sorry mate, I didn't see you. There's a difference between cyclists and those who just ride a bike. Riders in a time trial are required to use front and rear lights when competing. I'm surprised that a lifelong cyclist and driver should lampoon those who take the trouble to look after their own safety. This from a club cyclist of over 70 years and a motorist for nearly as long.
Our last letter this week is from Jay Ray of Aylsham, who is shocked by Greater Anglia's hair fair promotions. Harebrained ticketing? I frequently make day trips down to London from whence I originally came, using Greater Anglia's hair fair promotions whenever possible, whereby the cost for a returning ticket outside peak times is £20, which is excellent value. Because I couldn't find anything about future promotions on the Greater Anglia website, I went into Norwich to the railway station to ask if the staff there knew of any up-and-coming hair fair promotions, but their response was that it was nothing to do with them. It was only Greater Anglia's online that offered the promotions. When I asked whether or not Greater Anglia at the station and Greater Anglia online were not of the same company, all I got was a blank stare. So are Greater Anglia being prejudiced against people who don't have access to the internet? And if so, how is this being allowed?